Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am glad to be inviting you back, and I have a question to ask you. When it comes to good foods, what would you say is really good for our health? Good foods. Yeah, good foods that are good for our health. Well, we know that whole wheat bread is good for us. 100% multigrain bread is good for us. Speaking of whole wheat bread, how many of you have begun to eat whole wheat pancakes? Instead of the traditional pancake mix being used, you use the whole wheat pancake. How many of you have tried sweet tater pancakes? Yeah, just curious as to how many of you are just kind of venturing out there, trying something different for you on the road to better health. How about whole wheat pasta and using that for your spaghetti? Yes, that's good for us. How about greens? We know that greens and other green foods, leafy foods, are good for us. How about oatmeal? Yes, very, very good. How do you like your season, by the way? How do you season your oatmeal, those of you who like it? Cream of wheat is actually good for us, too. Have you ever looked at the ingredients and the contents of cream of wheat? Yeah, that's good for us. Fruit, we know that's good for us. How about water? Just plain H2O, yeah. How about green tea? That can really be good for us. Green tea can help sometimes with weight loss. Yes. Green tea can be good for us. What other foods and beverages do you like to consume with regards to maintaining health or becoming healthier? Yes. How about this one? Fish. Yeah, foods that have foods that have omega-3s in them can really, really be good for us. Our bodies really thrive on that. Foods that have polyunsaturated fats and monounsaturated fats. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been pleasantly surprised to discover more and more cookies that have very little saturated fat, if any, low amounts of sugar, and have quite a bit of unsaturated fats, the good fats, cookies. I have been pleasantly surprised. Well, what about steak? Is steak good for us? Yeah, I mean it. I'm not bad. No, this time I'm not being facetious. I'm for real, for real. Steak. Would you say that it's good for us? Would you say it's bad for us? Steak. Well, that's what I want us to look into this time around. We're going to let WebMD help walk us through, talk us through some foods that can really be good for us. And here's the twister now. Some of these foods, maybe all of them, are foods that at some point in time were considered to be bad for us. So I'm going to be doing the true false. And I want you to tell me, true or false, is this one a food that really is bad for us? True or false? I'm going to give you the food, and you tell me if it really is bad for us. All right, let's start off with this one. A, B, C, D, E, eggs. Eggs, true or false? Eggs are truly bad for us. All right, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to give me the answer to that. Are eggs truly bad for us? All right, change my mind. I gave you 15 seconds instead. That's enough time, though. What'd you come up with? Yes, I know we talked about, we heard about, read about cholesterol and all that kind of stuff, right? Okay, when it comes to healthy eating. Few foods have sparked as much debate as EGGS. The latest research suggests that an egg a day, one egg a day, is safe and it's nutritious for most adults. And if you eat that bread, that egg for breakfast, you'll actually boost your odds of losing weight. Here's why. Eggs are packed with protein. Protein takes time to digest. Eating protein in the morning keeps your stomach full so that you eat less during the rest of the day. All right, so eggs are bad for us. That, ladies and gentlemen, is more and more people are saying becoming a false statement. All right, here's the next one. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, you got to tell me. Let me know. Give me the 411. Steak. Yes, I'm asking you about steak. S-T-E-A-K. True or false? Steak is bad for us. All right, that was 10 seconds. What'd you come up with? Steak. And some of you are saying, well, that's kind of a tricky question. And in a way, I must agree, that's kind of a tricky question because that's one of those it depends deals. You know what I'm saying? For years, health experts have been telling us we need to eat less red meat. How many of you eat very little, if any, red meat? Check this out. Steak is not always bad for us. In fact, get this, a lean cut of beef has barely more saturated fat than a similar sized skinless chicken breast. You got that? Check that out now. Notice, a lean cut of beef and chicken similar size without the skin. So if you eat the chicken, and by the way, we're talking the chicken breast, the largest piece of the chicken. Put that skin back on it. They may be even steamed. A lean cut of beef, barely more saturated fat than a similar sized skinless chicken breast. And like eggs, steak is loaded with protein. It can keep you feeling full longer. So if you want to get plenty of protein with less fat, and you saying, hey, I want to eat healthy, but I'm kind of getting tired of going out to the restaurant and eating the same kind of meat every time I eat. Or the last 5 years, I've been wanting some steak, and we fixed the chicken at the house. We fixed the turkey at the house. We fixed this. We fixed that. But every once in a while, I'd like some steak. Ladies and gentlemen, go for the tenderloin, go for the sirloin, or other extra lean cuts of steak. Limit your portions to the size of your palm, and you can enjoy you some steak. Right there at the house, even in the restaurant. Tenderloin, sirloin, long as it's an extra lean cut of beef, that steak will be okay, especially if you're talking about enjoying it once in a while. All right, how you doing so far? Okay, how many of you really, really, really like pork chops? Yes, pork chops. And you say you feel deprived when you got to go year after year after year after year foregoing pork chops because they ain't healthy. You got to stay away from pork. How many of you say, well, I can feel you. I dig it. I dig it because I really like some bacon with my grits and eggs. But because bacon is usually made of pork, I can't have no bacon. And it makes me sad. Well, here's the next true-false question. The next true-false statement. Pork is bad for you. Well, pork, true false statement, pork is bad for you. That was your 10 seconds of what you come up with. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as it turns out, pork ain't bad. Not necessarily. It's used to describe all kinds of excess, so it's no wonder that dieters make sure they leave the pork alone. Here's a case, they're saying, where the meat itself is not what it used to be. Today's cuts of pork tenderloin are 31% leaner than they were 20 years ago. That makes this white meat a lean source of protein with benefits similar to those of lean beef. Pork tenderloin. Good. Ladies and gentlemen, that's encouraging to me. As I know, every now and then, but the man wants some pork, especially pork chops. I'm not saying that's the only kind of pork. I'm not that big on bacon. Now, I've never really been that excited about bacon. You know, as a child, I used to once in a while like to kind of crush it up, mix it into my grits. That was a pretty good taste. Not super excited about it. Nothing wrong with it. Just not super excited about it. But some of them other porks really make me happy, like pork tenderloin. All right, how about this one? And I want you to make sure you have your thinking cap on it. And by the way, if we go to a break before we finish this, well, when we do go to a break, yeah, I think we'll still be on this when we go to our first break. Make sure you do a little bit of stretching or something to get that blood flowing, because I want you to have those thinking caps on. All right, now, here's our next one. Fettuccine Alfredo. That is not healthy for us. True or false? All right. Let me give you a little bit of time to think about it. All right. What'd you come up with? I started to give you a little bit more time with that one because I know that one can be kind of sort of tricky. All right. Fettuccine Alfredo. What are you dealing with? Well, noodles. You know, we talked about whole wheat, right? Well, this is a dish that can offer some healthy carbohydrates. Not all carbohydrates are bad for you. There are good sources of carbohydrates. Fettuccine Alfredo offers healthy carbs, fiber. Fiber is good for moving things out. Protein, vitamins, minerals. But it also has quite a bit of saturated fat, sodium, and cholesterol. So, all in all, that one's not particularly good for us. All right. Now, that's fettuccine. Alfredo. How about pasta in general? Good for us? Bad for us? I'm going to give you some time to think about it. All right. What'd you come up with? What did you decide, ladies and gentlemen? Pasta in general. We talked a minute about a specific pasta, fettuccine Alfredo. What about pasta? Well, the thing is, you don't need to necessarily avoid pasta. Think about some of the cues that I gave you earlier. Make the switch to whole grain and keep your portions small. Research suggests that people who eat several servings of whole grain foods per day are more likely to slim down and maintain healthy weights. According to one study, eating whole grains rather than refined grains can also help burn belly fat and good news of that, you know, we have less belly fat that can possibly help with sexual activity, because the blood that's leaving the heart doesn't have to go through so much, well, stuff to get to the genitals where the activity needs to take place. Yes, there are good reasons to lose belly fat. All right, how about this one? This next one, I'm going to give you a little bit more than 10 seconds because I think you're really going to need to think this one through. All right, so true, false, shrimp is bad for you. All right, I gave you 15 seconds that time. Yeah, 15 seconds, because like I said, I wanted to give you a little bit more time with that one because this one's a little involved. Okay, shrimp. For people who have no heart disease, no issues with heart disease, shrimp can probably just be enjoyed, period. Probably. But for folks who do have issues with heart disease, issues with cholesterol levels, maybe, maybe not. Check this out. We know for some time now, people who do have heart disease, issues with heart disease, cholesterol levels, higher cholesterol levels, have been advised to really go easy on the shrimp if they eat it at all. Well, some research was done. And this is what one doctor and colleagues found in a study where they had 18 men and women fed about 10 ounces of shrimp, which supplies nearly 600 milligrams of cholesterol. And for people who have heart issues, the recommendation is no more than 200 milligrams of cholesterol per day. All right. So they were given 10 ounces of shrimp, which supplied nearly 600 milligrams of cholesterol every day for 3 weeks. On a rotating schedule, they were also fed a 2 eggs per day diet, furnishing about the same amount of cholesterol, and again, for 3 weeks. They were fed a baseline low cholesterol diet for another 3 weeks. This is what they found. After the 3 weeks were up, the shrimp diet, in fact, Dr. Elizabeth De Oliveira A. Silva and colleagues are the ones from Rockefeller University are the ones who did this study. And check this out. After those 3 weeks were up, the shrimp diet did in fact raise LDL, low density lipoprotein, what a lot of people call the bad cholesterol. It raised it by about 7% compared to the low cholesterol diet. But wait, there's more. That same shrimp diet that raised LDL by 7% also raised HDL, which is considered the good cholesterol, by 12% and lowered triglycerides by 13%. Triglycerides, we want the levels low. LDL, we want the numbers low. HDL, we want the numbers high. So this took all of those in the right direction except the LDL. It did indeed increase the LDL by about 7%, but it also increased the HDL, the good cholesterol, by 12%, lowered triglycerides by 13%, giving a total positive effect on cholesterol, having improved both HDL and triglycerides, a total of 25% with a net improvement of 18%. That 12% increase in the good cholesterol, 13% decrease in the bad triglycerides. 12 plus that 13 is what gave us the 25. 25 minus that 7%, minus the 7% increase in LDL, leaves us with a net improvement of 18%. So, you want that HDL up, you want the LDL down, you want the triglycerides down. This total net effect, they say, really looked good. Now, the egg diet came out looking worse. It bumped the LDL up by 10%, and it only raised the HDL 8%. So a higher increase in LDL, a lower increase in HDL. So the egg diet was not as good as the shrimp diet. So the shrimp diet, well, we're saying shrimp diet, we're not suggesting that you eat only shrimp, but true, false, shrimp is bad for us. That one is definitely leaning towards false. Okay, how about this one? How are you doing so far, by the way? And not just with getting the answers right or wrong, are you being encouraged by some of the answers that we're hearing, some of the findings that we're discovering? All right, back in just a few.